Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Courtney Manor's professional caring staff. They're committed to offering the highest quality care to their residents. Courtney Manor of Bad Axe, where neighbors care for neighbors. Monday, inside the Huron County Circuit Court, specifically Judge Pearl's courtroom, where a complex legal battle is gaining momentum. The case, People of the State of Michigan versus Jeremy Lee Tone, saw its latest developments with the defendant appearing remotely from the Huron County Jail. The spotlight is currently on newly appointed defense attorney Kyle T. O'Mara, who's just inherited a voluptuous amount of discovery. He's still sifting through the details, and hasn't even had a chance to fully consult with his client. Despite this, the court is pushing forward, balancing the need for due process with the victim's desire for a swift resolution. Judge Pearl has set a firm September 22nd date for a jury trial, expected to last 4 days. But before that, a critical final pretrial is slated for August 31st, serving as a hard deadline for all motions, plea agreements, and crucial notices like alibi defenses. Any pleas after this date will be strictly limited to all counts. Adding another layer to the proceedings, the defendant remains held on $100,000 cash surety bond, a figure the defense may challenge down the line. To bridge the gap until the main events, an interim pretrial has been scheduled for April 13th, giving Attorney O'Mara a crucial few weeks to catch up. It's a race against the clock in Huron County as the legal gears turn towards a high-stakes September showdown. And also in Judge Pearl's Huron County Circuit Court, a legal chapter closed for Jonathan Robert Bender today, but a new, more serious one begins. Based on his third felony charge for operating while intoxicated, Bender entered a no-contest plea. This isn't an admission of guilt, but it's a legal surrender, effectively bypassing a trial and fast-tracking him to sentencing. The court accepted a sheriff's report and critical detail, a stipulated blood alcohol content of a staggering 0.24. With two prior OWI convictions already on its record, Bender now confronts the severe consequences of a third offense, including potential prison time, substantial fines, and mandatory vehicle immobilization. While a secondary charge was dropped as part of the plea, the gravity of the primary offense remains. Bender, previously ineligible for sobriety court, is scheduled for sentencing on May 18, 2026. This case underscores the escalating legal repercussions for repeat impaired driving, a stark warning echoing through Huron County. When we come back after this Courtney Manor sponsor message, we'll continue with more local news.
This is Tina Chambers, administrator at Courtney Manor. If you're looking for a place where your loved one will feel truly cared for, look no further. At Courtney Manor in Bad Axe, we offer a warm, comforting environment where both long-term care and short-term rehabilitation are provided with kindness and compassion. We understand that it's hard to make these decisions, and we want you to feel at peace knowing your loved one is in the best hands. We have been serving the families of Huron County for years, and we're proud to be a part of your journey, offering personalized care in a place that feels like home. We provide more than just care. We provide comfort, dignity, and a safe space where every resident is treated like family. From our professional staff to our home-like living environments, we're all about you. We're committed to making sure that you can rest easy, knowing your loved one is surrounded by compassion and caregivers who treat them like their own. At Courtney Manor, you'll find the peace of mind you deserve. Call us today at 989-269-9983. We'd love for you to visit, meet our team, and see how we can help. The choice is yours. Courtney Manor is a Sienna Healthcare managed community, and we are truly all about you.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and continuing with our local news in Huron County Circuit Court, Judge Pearl's courtroom, a moment of unchecked anger has landed Cody Mitchell Fritz a high-stakes gamble with his freedom. the 33-year-old, with no prior criminal history record, pleaded no contest to home invasion third degree. But instead of immediate sentencing, he's been handed a rare 10-month delayed sentence. Judge Prill didn't mince words, telling Fritz his actions were born of anger, frustration, and a clear case of not thinking. The court acknowledged Fritz's consistent employment and clean history, suggesting this incident was a stark deviation from his character. Now, Fritz walks a tightrope. For the next 10 months, he's under intense supervision. Conditions include a strict no-contact order with Nicholas Gordon, requiring him to stay 500 feet away from Gordon's home, school, or work. He's banned from weapons and must complete a Thinking Matter program, perform community service, and submit to warrantless searches of his person, property, and even his computer. The stakes couldn't be higher. Successfully complete every condition, and a felony conviction might never officially appear on his record. Fail, and he faces significant jail time. His fate will be decided on January 25th, 2027, when he returns to Judge Pearl's courtroom for review. This isn't just a sentence. It's a test of redemption. And that's been your local and news, which you can get from anywhere, anytime, right here on thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Courtney Manor's professional caring staff. They're committed to offering the highest quality care to their residents. Courtney Manor of Bad Axe, where neighbors care for neighbors.